Good afternoon. I'd like to start out this press conference with a thank you to John Fox. On behalf of Pat Bowlen, Joe Ellis, and myself, we had four tremendous years with John here. Won 49 games, four AFC West championships. It really was a good run. He was, when I first got the job 4 years ago, the first thing I had to do was hire a coach. And John was a perfect guy for the job at that time. His energy and the type of guy that he had, and for what we needed 4 years ago, John was that perfect guy. So, the tenaciousness, his exuberance, his energy, at that time was perfect, and he never lost that. So it was perfect at the time. So I'd like to thank him and his staff for, four great years. It obviously didn't get where we wanted it to get in those 4 years, but we did have a couple. Last year had a great playoff run, and obviously didn't end up the way we wanted it to, but a lot of good things did happen. Conversation with John yesterday, both came out with the idea that, it was time to move on, for both of us. I think, the one thing that came out of that meeting, especially on his side of it, was the timing. And, the more he talked about the timing, not only, especially for him, but also for us, it was the right time. And so, we mutually agreed to part ways. But again, I want to go back and say I like John Fox as a man very much. He is a very, very good man. He's got a tremendous heart. Even the new one they fixed is still tremendous. And a guy that, I will always have a personal relationship with. And, when we did get up and he left the room, we gave each other a hug and wished each other the best of luck. And, that relationship will always remain that way. And because I do, and we as an organization do owe John Fox, a tremendous amount because of what he did accomplish the last 4 years. So with that said, I'll go ahead and open it up to some questions now.
Hey, John. Having said all that, did it get to the point where your working relationship with John Fox was strained or difficult? Did it get tough?
Well, I mean, I think that in any relationship, whether it be player, coach, GM, you're always going to have, bumpy patches. I think the main thing between John and I was we disagreed how to get to the next level. And, because we accomplished so much, four AFC West championships, and but I think the biggest miss between us was how are we going to take that next step and what it was going to take to get to that next step. And so I think that's where that disagreement came from. We had a great working relationship. You always have things that you're not going to agree on. That's always true. But was it perfect? No. But, the key thing, as I just said, that we did not agree on how to get to the next step. And so, again, I go back to the same thing, talking about timing for John, the opportunities that will be out there for John, and also the opportunities that will be out there for the Denver Broncos.
John, in talking to Peyton yesterday, how much of his future is linked to the next coach, if at all? Will he have input? And when you talk about getting to the next step, do you see Peyton being here as part of taking that next step?
Well, I do. And, I think that the last thing, and I did have a great conversation with Peyton yesterday, and we sat and talked about, the game. We talked about his, and I said, the last thing we're going to talk about at this point in time, having been through what you're going through now, Peyton, is we're not going to talk about your future. Because he needs to get away, and I knew as a player, the last thing after that last game you want to do is talk about your future because of the fact, even though mine was much happier than ours was on yesterday because of what happened on Sunday. In his situation, I told him, I said, let's not even go into the future. I said, just know how much we want you back, but The thing is for you to take the time and get away from this. And so I told him, you know, 4 or 5 weeks, I'm going to stay in touch with him, but at 4 or 5 weeks, we'll get back together and see where he is. And because, you know, the career that he's had, what he's done, not only for the NFL, but in the short time he's been here with the Denver Broncos, what he's meant to us is tremendous. And so, you know, we'll continue to monitor that. But the bottom line is we want it back, and it's going to come down to, you know, what Peyton wants to do.
John, the situation is a lot different team-wise than what you had in 2011 when you hired John Fox. So given the roster that you have, what are you looking for? What qualities in the next head coach?
Well, I mean, I think that I feel real good about our roster. I mean, I think that, contrary to what everybody thinks, you know, we got a good roster here. And we've got a relatively young roster. We're going to have 8 or 9 picks in the draft next year. We've got a good base of guys for the most part, with the exception of the couple Thomases and a couple other guys that we'll work on once we get through the coaching search, is to be able to tie them down and hopefully have them back. And so, I mean, I feel great about our football team. And so the next guy that, what do I look for is I look for a guy that's very smart, that's competitive, that is aching to win world championship like I am. And I think that there's a lot of things that, you want to get like-minded people. I mean, I think that that helps a lot to where you can have a great conversation and agree to disagree, but come out with the right decision among what's best for the Denver Broncos, which is our main goal. So I know there's a lot of quality candidates out there, and so after we get done here, we look forward to starting that process.
John, you said that you and Coach Fox had different ideas on what it took to get to the next level. So what, in your opinion, does it take to get to that next level? What will it take?
Well, I mean, I think that, we got to peak a little bit later than we peaked. But I'm not going to get into our conversation of where our differences were. I'm just going to tell you that we had differences there. And I think that, you know, I feel very fortunate in having played for the Denver Broncos for several years, for 16 years. Played for some great coaches and saw both sides of it, saw the losses in the Super Bowl and saw what it took to get to that next level. And so hopefully those thoughts and the way that we did things when we got to the second to the next level, we can put those things into play here now and with the next coach.
John, when you retired, you said your body just couldn't do it anymore. You know Peyton as well as anybody. Do you believe health-wise he would be able to do it another season?
Well, I can't speak for Peyton, and I won't speak for Peyton. I could speak for myself. I think that only Peyton knows how his body feels and what's going on within his body. So I think that is, something that Peyton will have to deal with. And when he goes through his decision, that'll be a part of it. But, I think, for me, it was the right time for me to go. But I think with Peyton, he'll be the one that knows if it's right for him or not.
John, when did you first figure that you and John would part ways? And did the pregame report from Glazer kind of suggesting a soft landing spot for John, did that play any role in what transpired yesterday?
No. I mean, no, the comment did not. I mean, I think that, we were planning on going, full steam ahead. We were planning on moving on and doing the best we could within with the playoffs and hopefully – play much better than we played on Sunday, against the Colts. So, I mean, we were full steam ahead, and the plans were for us to play well and continue in the playoffs. So I think as time went and then the game was over, we, started visiting back, talking, looking back, in the last 4 years, conversations I had with Joe Ellis and, his input, what he thought was the right thing. And so all those type of things happened in a relatively short period of time. And then I think John and from his side exploring what his options were in the short period of time after the game until we met, yesterday at 2 o'clock, obviously led to his decision that, would probably be the best time for us to go separate ways.
John, is this move made if you guys win that game or if so, the Patriots game, or if you go on and win the Super Bowl, is this still about not getting there? Would this have happened had you had more success this season?
Rod, it's hard to say. I think that, hypotheticals are always tough, it's hard to put I would have to say that if we'd won the Super Bowl, this probably wouldn't have happened. So I'm going to go out there. But I think that, you know, it's something that it's hard to put the hypotheticals on it.
I'm just curious if you formally contacted anyone about the job, and how do you think that process will go?
You know, Jeff, I have not. You know why? Because the last thing I ever want to do is lie to you people. So, therefore, I have not contacted anybody about the job, so I can be dead honest to you when I say, no, we have not talked to anybody yet, and obviously we've got some things that we have to do before we can make contact, and so we'll continue. We'll do that. We'll get that started right when we get done here.
John, a lot of talent on this roster the last 3 years. What's been missing?
You know, good point. I don't know. I think that, you know, if you look at it as a whole, I think that, you know, there's no one person to blame by any means. I think it's, you know, everybody's, you know, a participant in this. And obviously, you know, we have not chosen to peak at the right time. I think when you look at our seasons, we've come out of the gate a lot faster than we finished. And so I think if there's one thing that I can point at is that we haven't finished as strong as we've started. And I think, you know, for us to do what we want to do, for us to win a world championship like, you know, Mr. Bolin wants to do, you know, we've got to be peaking at the right time, and we haven't been able to do that. So there's no one person to put it on. It's everybody involved, and you know, we just got to figure out a way to play better late in the year.
You talk about like-minded people. Certainly, you've had a lot of experience and a lot of success with both Gary Kubiak and Mike Shanahan. As you look at this, how do you balance putting the band back together with going in an entirely new direction with a coach?
Well, we're going to look at everybody. I think, like I said, Mike, there's a, you know, Mark, there's a bunch of quality candidates out there. So we're going to go through the process, and we're going to look at every one of them, look at everybody's qualities and where they might fit, and make the best decision for the Denver Broncos. So, you know, it's hard to say exactly right now. Obviously, and I'm not going to get into the relationships I have with different people, but, you know, there are some you know, some options out there that, you know, I know a lot about.
Hey, John, is it fair to say it's time to move on to Plan B? And what does Plan B look like?
Well, there is no Plan B. Plan A is still the same. That's to win a world championship. So, therefore, we're going to continue to do that. I think it's going to be a great opportunity for the next, whoever is the next head coach, to come in here and have an opportunity to win and win quickly and compete for a world championship. We'll continue to add to this team, continue to try to get better as a football team. So looking forward to the opportunity. I mean, I think it's there. You know, we're obviously disappointed. Again, as I sat down here last year in front of you and told the fans how we're just as disappointed this year as we were last year, and the fact that we didn't play better later in the year. I think, you know, if there's one thing